from a fountain being open in Zechariah chapter 13, depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood for our sins, providing redemption through that sacrifice. In Zechariah chapter 14, Zechariah predicts that a day is coming in which the Lord would return and his feet would stand upon the Mount of Olives, and there would be a great earthquake. This, we believe, is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, according to Acts chapter 1, at his second coming. It reads in verse 4 of chapter 14 of Zechariah, Ve'amadu raglav biyom hahu al har ha-zeitim, asher al pnei Yerushalayim mekedem, ve'nivka har ha-zeitim mechetz yo, mizracha ve'yama, ge gedulama od, umash chatsi ha-har, Sefulna v'chetz yo negba. Now notice in the translation, and his feet, the feet of the Lord, shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be cleft or divided from its midst to the east and to the west, and a great valley. There shall be an exceedingly great valley. Half of the mountain shall remove to the north, and half of it to the south. Notice as we begin, Va'amadu raglav. Ve is the conjunction and, followed by the cow perfect third masculine singular in amad. Notice again the u showing a third plural pronominal suffix. So, and his feet shall stand. And raglav is from the noun regol. And notice raglav becomes regle in construct. And then av, actually raglai, I should say, in construct with the vav here. Pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So, and his feet shall stand by yom hahu, in that day. Notice ba is the preposition with the definite article, followed by the noun yom, and the demonstrative pronoun with the definite article in hu. So, in the day, the that, literally, or in that day, al har hazetim, his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Ha-al is the preposition upon, followed by the noun har, meaning mountain, and it's in construct with the noun in the plural, zayit, meaning olive, becoming zeitim in the masculine plural form with the definite article ha. So his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Asher is a relative pronoun which is understood, which is al pnei, upon or by, before Jerusalem. Notice pnei means literally faces of Jerusalem, but with the preposition al followed by pene, we render it I shall stand before, literally by the face of Jerusalem. And hence we could say before Yerushalayim. So it's a preposition, and Yerushalayim is just the proper name for Jerusalem, which is before Jerusalem on the east, or from the east. Notice men is from, the noon has assimilated into the kof, and kedem means east. So, which is before Jerusalem from the east, and the Nivka Har HaZeitim, and the Mount of Olives shall be cleft. Notice the verb baka means to be cleft in the middle, and the noon here shows that we're looking at a nifal, a perfect third masculine singular from baka, and the vav is the vav conversive that turns it over, or the vav consecutive, and so the Mount of Olives shall be cleft is the way we would translate it. Har is the word for mountain, followed by, again, HaZeitim, the definite article in Ha, and the noun masculine plural in Zeitim from Zayit. So the Mount of Olives shall be cleft in or from, literally, its midst. And notice the mem here is the preposition min. The noon has dropped out. And midst is the noun meaning midst or middle, and o is the pronominal suffix third masculine singular. So it shall be cleft from its midst, mizracha, to the east. Mizrach is the noun meaning east. And notice the ha is an ending that shows location. Many would call it a hey locale, to the east, or to east, or we could say from east, and or to the east would be a better way of rendering to the east or toward the east, and to or toward the west. Va is the prep. Is the conjunction and yam means sea, but actually, since the sea in Israel was to the west, we have from the rising of the sun or the east unto the sea or unto the west. And notice yam ma is meaning here then to the west. Again, that hey locale in the ending ha. And then Ge gedola me'od. There shall be, is understood here, a great valley. Notice the word ge here is a noun meaning valley, and it is from the noun Geye, actually meaning valley, or Gai, meaning valley. So it's the valley of greatness, exceeding greatness. It's in construct with Gedula, and so we could just translate it an exceedingly great valley, a Gei Gedula. And Gedula is a feminine adjective meaning great, and me'od is an adverb meaning exceedingly. So it will be an exceedingly great valley because of this earthquake causing this division on the Mount of Olives when Jesus Christ returns. And then it says, Umash chatsi hahar, and half of the mountain shall remove. And notice, umash, we have the conjunction u, here. Ve, mash, where we have two labials together, the be and the mash, we change to a shurik in the conjunction here. And mash means there shall be, there shall remove, half of the mountain shall remove. Mash means to remove or to depart. It is the cow perfect, third masculine singular, from a middle weak verb, mush, to depart or to remove. So, chatzi is the adjective meaning half, and followed in construct with hahar, meaning the mountain. So, half of the mountain. And notice ha is the definite article, and har is the word meaning mountain. So half of the mountain shall remove, and then tsefona, to the north or toward the north. Tsefon meaning north, and notice ah again is that hey locale showing directions. To the north, v'chetzyo, and half of it, or its half, notice the vav here, is the conjunction, followed then by the adjective chetzyo. Chetzyo, notice chetz is the meaning half, is the adjective meaning half, and then the o is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So it's half to the south. And notice negev is the normal word for south, but we add the ah here in the hey locale, and we end up with negba, meaning to the south. So half will be removed to the north, and half to the south. What we see here then is a great earthquake occurring when Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, returns at his second coming. And so when we move out of 13, after looking at Calvary, we move from Calvary to the second coming, the second advent of Jesus Christ. And it is significant that as we look at Acts chapter 1, after commissioning the disciples to be his witnesses in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth, Jesus then was taken up into heaven in the ascension. And Luke writes as follows, and verse 9, "And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud took him from their eyes. And as they were earnestly gazing into heaven, as he was going, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And they said, Men, Galileans, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, thus will come in like manner as you have beheld him going into heaven." And then we're told, "Then they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount which is called Olives." It is a mount which is called Olive. It is significant that they were on the Mount of Olives when Jesus ascended. And it is to that very mountain that the angels promised that Jesus would return at his second coming. And so we look forward as believers in Jesus as our Lord and Savior to his second coming in fulfillment of Zechariah 14:4, when his feet will touch the Mount of Olives. He will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And at that time, there will be the final great resurrection that Jesus spoke of. and there will be a new heaven and new earth that we as believers can look forward to, where we will live with Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Praise the Lord. Someday, one day, Jesus is coming again, and he's coming in great glory and splendor, and his feet, according to Zechariah, will touch the Mount of Olives, for the same Jesus, which is taken up from us, the angel, or from you, the angel said, will so come at his second coming in bodily form, as you have seen him ascending into heaven.